Sabhavakashashramani Kevalananda Kanda Sabhavakashashramani Kevalananda Kanda Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Dabe Tata Kori Kishaya Sariya Tera Se Magiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Tori bhai kibo bane nai mana dayala dato Pashu pati jale bhasana di jale suni jala guna Sare magia roili poria se pare nagilo asa. Sare magia roili poria se pare nagilo asa. Apana karma punjae shama. Karuna Pahudi Gandhi Gaura Chandra Karuna Pahudi Gandhi Gaura Chandra Karuna Pahudi Gandhi Gaura Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinama Sham Kundvara Kuni Kiri Gopidan Ki Matur Vindavan Dham Ki Mai Purnap Dham Ki Nuram Reti Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Tosi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Sambheta Bhakti Vinda Ki Glory Sampo Ki Jigo Glory Shri Glory Shri Guru and Garanga Premanandi Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19. So we're doing verses. 186 85 186 Karuna Rodra Ityapi Bhayanaka Sabibhatsa Iti Gaunascha Saptadha Asyodbhutastatavira Karuna Rodra Ityapi Vayanaka sabibhata Iti gaunascha saptadha
Just that.
Hasya. Laughter. Adbhuta. Wonder. Chata. Dan. Vira. Chivalry. Karuna. Compassion. Rodra. Anger. Iti. Thus. Api. Also. Bionica. Fear. Sa. That. Vibhata. Disaster. Iti. Thus. Gona. Indirect. Cha. Also. Sapta-da. Seven times. Besides the five direct mellows, there are seven indirect mellows, known as laughter, wonder, chivalry, compassion, anger, disaster, and fear. Purport. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasa Samhita Sindhu 2.5.1.1.16. Text 187, we know what it means today. Nasyad Bhuta Vira Karuna Rodra Bibhatsa Bhai. Panchavida Bhakte Gona Saptarasa Hai. Asyad Bhuta Vira Karuna Rodra Bibhatsa Bhai. Panchavida Bhakte Gona Sapta Rasahai. Asha Adbhuta Vira Karuna Rodra Bibhatsa Bhai. Panchavida Bhakte Gona Sapta Rasahai. In addition to the five direct mellows, there are seven indirect mellows known as laughter, wonder, chivalry, compassion, anger, disaster, and fear. So Kaviraj Goswami is repeating that verse, more or less. More than less. In getting a Bengali version. I'm probably a couple extra syllables than most verses in the first line. Translation, we did that. Purport. Shanta Bhakti Rasa is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu following. Vakshyamana Vibhavadhyayi Saminam Svadhyatangata Sai Shanti Ratirdirai Shanta Bhakti Rasasmita Praya Svasukha Jatiyam sukam syaratra yoginam kintatma saukyam aganam ganam visham nayam sukam tatrapi shasvarupanu babhas tatrapi shasvarupanu babhas yaivauru hetuta tasadi vano mano jatva lilabdir natata mata. I don't know why it's like that. When Shantarati, neutral attraction, is continuously existent and mixed with ecstatic emotion, and when the devotee relishes that neutral position, it is called Shanta Bhakti Rasa. Okay. Shanta Bhakti Rasa devotees generally relish the impersonal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since their taste of transcendental bliss is incomplete, it is called agana, or not concentrated. A comparison is made between ordinary milk and concentrated milk. When the same devotee goes beyond the impersonal and tastes the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form as Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the taste is called concentrated, gana, 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 sahi, gana, transcendental bliss. Sometimes the devotees in the Shantaras relish transcendental bliss after meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this is not comparable to the transcendental bliss relished by the devotee situated in Dasharas, the transcendental mellow in which one renders service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dasha Rasa, or Dasha Bhakti Rasa, is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Atmochita vibhava vyai kritir asvadaniyatam nita chetasi bhaktana kriti bhakti raso mata anugrasya jasat tavai anugrahyasya jasat tavai Lavyatvat apyayang didam vidyate sambhamakrito gauravakrita ityapi. When according to the desires of the spirit soul, the living entity develops love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this beginning of love is called Dasha Bhakti Ras. Dasha Bhakti Ras is divided into two categories called Sambhramadasya and Gauravadasya. In some Ramadasya, the devotee renders respectful service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the more advanced Gauravadas, his service takes the form of giving protection to the Lord. Sakya Bhakti Ras is described as follows in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Stai bhavo vibhavadhyai sakyam atmochitariha nitas chite shatam pushpin rasa prayana diri. According to one's original consciousness, ecstatic emotions are exhibited as continuously existing in eternity. When this stage of Krishna consciousness is mature, it is called Prayo Ras or Sakya Bhakti Ras. Vatsalya Bhakti Ras is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Viva vadyais tu vatsalyam stai pushpim upagataha esha vatsala namatra prokto bhakti raso bhutai. When eternally existing love of Godhead transforms into fraternal love and is mixed with corresponding emotions, that stage of spiritual existence is described by learned devotees as vatsalya bhakti ras. Madhur bhakti ras is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Atmochita vibhavadhyai pushim nita satanvadi madurakyo bhavid bhaktir asoso maduravati. If in accordance with one's own natural development in Krishna consciousness, one's attraction leans toward conjugal love within the heart, that is called attachment to conjugal love or madura rasa. Similarly, Asya, Adbhuta, Vira, Karuna, Raudra, Vaya, and Vibhas. The seven indirect mellows are explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The Hasya Bhakti Ras, lapping devotion, is explained as follows. Vakshyamana Vibhava Dhyay, Pushtim Hasarati Gata, Hasya Bhakti Raso Nama Bhutari. When through devotional service, a lapping attachment to Krishna is developed, it is called Asya Bhakti Rasa by learned scholars. Similarly, Adbhuta Rasa is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4.2.1. Atmochita vibhavadhyai sadhyatvam bhakta tetasi sadhishmayavatir nitadbhuto bhakti raso bhave. When one's general attachment is fixed in wonder, it is called Adbhuta Bhakti Rasa. Vira Bhakti Ras is described as 4.3.1. Saivotsaha lati stai vibhavadhyarni jochitaha aniyamana sadhyatvang vira bhakti raso bhavet yudhadana dayadharma ischaturda vira uchate. An attachment to Krishna mixes with the bellicose tendency, the charitable tendency, or the merciful tendency in the heart of the devotee. Such devotion is called Virabhakti Ras. So there's four of them, really. Chaturda, here was only mentioned 1, 2, 3. But Dharma, Daya, Dharma Vira is not mentioned. That is when one is in this mode of Dharma, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, or particularly known for this Yudha Vira, or anyone who is for this Dharma, Dharma Raj. Atmochita, Karuna Bhakti is described as Atmochita Vibhava Dhyaya Nitra-pushti-nchatam hadi bhavet-soka vati-bhakti rasohi karuna-vidha. When one's devotional attitude and attachment for Krishna is mixed with lamentation, it is called karuna-bhakti-ras. So generally we think of karuna as merciful. So here has a broad meaning of karuna, merciful. Mostly we think of it as parama-karuna. We just sang the song. but we don't think of it as lamentation. But it's taken as lamentation and also. So that's one something we can think about. Parama-karuna. Are they supremely lamenting? Or are they supremely merciful? When one's devotional attitude is mixed with lamentation, it is called Karuna Bhakti Ras. Similarly, Rodra Bhakti Ras is described. Nita Krodarati Pushtin Nibhava Jai Nijo Chitai Vidhi Bhakta Janasya So Rodra Bhakti Raso Bhavet. When devotion is mixed with anger in the heart of the devotee, the taste is called the Rodra Bhakti Rasa. Vayanaka Bhakti Ras is described, 461. Vakshamana nibhavadyai pushtim bhairatir gata bhayanaka bido bhakti rasa dhirarudhiryate. When devotion is mixed with fear, it is called bhayanaka bhakti ras. Vibhatsa bhakti ras is described in 471. Pushtim nija vibhavadyai jugupsaratir agata asau bhakti raso dhirarudhiryate. When one's attachment with Krishna develops in an abominable way and the devotee enjoys it, that is called vibhatsa bhakti ras. So, in conclusion, when a pure devotee is situated in any of the five principal mellows, shanta, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhura, and the mellow is mixed with the seven indirect bhakti rasas, asya, bhuta, vira, karuna, Rodra, Bhayanaka, Vibhata, the indirect mellow becomes prominent. Just see. Om Gyanata Mirandasya Garanjana Saraka Chakra Miritangina Tasma Shigurave Namaha Abhishvambara Hamahala Samaya Premaika Sampandite Apadma Sutta Hadhyatra Hidaya Brastaika Bandhu Dhamma Ha Teshvara Hachara Charapati Goravati Nakshama Ashivasa Gadadaresta Pashame Kame Gati Sangati. So again, the main verse here. Besides these five direct mellows, there are seven indirect mellows known as laughter, wonder, chivalry, compassion, anger, disaster, and fear. Disaster. So there are examples given in the Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, which is referred to here. Prabhupada gives a very nice summary in his book, Nectar Devotion, involved in different laughter. And especially, you remember the story of Abhimanyu. It's quite funny, actually. Rupa Goswami has given that so many examples, but that one, Abhimanyu was home with his mother, Jatila, and Krishna was coming down the path, and Krishna was there next to Jatila, and said, "Just see, there's Krishna impersonating me now, coming down the path. So he's dressed just like me, he looks exactly like me. You should do something, you know, right now." So she started screaming at her own son-in-law, Abhimanyu. And there were some gopis were watching and laughing, and actually quite happy. Then another example was given that Kukila, she was being made fun of by some other gopi girls, friends, how they were, saying that, Kukila, you're very beautiful, you know. How can I compare you? Your breasts are like long string beans. Your eyes are like that of a dog. And you're, so this is going on there in the Goloka Vrindavan pastimes, this And there's different types of laughter that come about. Generally, we hear about hasi, hasi gai, nachi, kande, nasi gai. When Mahaprabhu was pastimes this, so many times the mention of has, hasi, just generally smiling, but actually there's different degrees of smiling. There's a smita, which is a very slight smiling, smita loka, shoka. Just by the slight smiling of Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, smita loka shoka, haratu, jagatam, yashaparito, shoka. He takes away all the shoka, jagatam, of the entire universe by his just slight smiling. But devotees manifest, Krishna also manifests this smiling. And yet karunya kataksha, the smiling or glance of karuna that's mentioned here is also also like a sidelong glance, a little bit of smiling in the eyes. The devotee is praying like that. Yat karuna kataksha vai bhagavatam from Prabodhananda Saraswati in his prayer. He's praying for that sidelong glance, this sidelong. But this smile takes away all bereavement. So then again, when there's a slight showing of the teeth, the smiling's increasing from hasita, then it goes to apahasita, upahasita. Finally, there's atihasita, which is sometimes Prabhupada uses the word smiling, but they're all under the headline of laughter. Really. Even the smiling is like laughter. When the eyes begin to squint, and then gradually the nose gets more puffy. So it's very scientifically described. Smiling, laughter. I think in English we only have smiling or laughter. It doesn't have all this subtle degrees. Because sometimes it becomes like shaking. Narad Muni was laughing one time, and he was described. Sometimes you see Radhanath Swami, when he laughs, his shoulders shake like that. But he has a particular way of laughing. But even beyond shoulders laughing, shoulders moving and like trembling, and eyes are squinting, and teeth are like that. Then there's clapping. One starts to clap, and then he jumps up and down. That's the most extreme atihasata, laughing, jumping, and clapping. So this is sometimes seen amongst the devotees. Something is uproariously funny, and Krishna is uproariously funny. So these are the subheadings of laughter going on. Now, Adbhuta, there's many instances of Adbhuta. We hear about Adbhuta Shringam. Every day we sing that song. Why is that amazing? Adbhuta. Chamatkar also means amazing. If you want something amazing, Kaviraj Goswami says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doya Koroho Bichar. Bichar Karate Chitte Pabe Chamatkar. You like something amazing, then you should. Because here we heard the description of Shantaras. So many people are on the borderline of Shantaras with this. That means it's a little bit impersonal still, but it sounds almost like impersonalism. There's no real dasya-bhava, just this neutral stage, but there's still, it's not maya-bhava, but it's neutral stage. But one becomes attached to the super soul, described here like that. Kaviraj Goswami says, that's okay, you're on the stage, you might be some impersonalist, you might be some brahma-vadi, and you like to speculate still. You should bring your speculating mind to the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doya. This is one of the Vira pastimes. Chivalry. There's four types described. So there's Daya Vira. There's one devotee he visits here from Carolina. With his son lives here. Daya Vira. Very nice devotee. He has the name Dayavir, so there's Dayavir, Dhanavir, we know our famous Maharaj, Dhanavir Swami. I was a new bhakta with him. Then he became Dhanavir. So he has the name Dhanavir and Yudhavir. I don't know too many people named Yudhavir. It means that you're very powerful in battle, but It's also described by Rupa Goswami that Krishna, generally somebody may have one of these veer modes of chivalry, but Krishna can embody all of them, although they may seem contradictory even. But still, he can accommodate that. His personality is so expansive. So he has all these simultaneously, all these moods of chivalry. And in Goloka Vrindavan, they like this. They have so many pastimes described that Sri Dham and Krishna, they're fighting, sometimes with bows and arrows and sticks, and someone is challenging Krishna. You should give up now, one of his friends will say. You should give up now before I beat you. So they're not taking Krishna, though, so seriously with awe and reverence that they're fighting. So many times it's called mock fighting. I mean, they don't kill each other because they have spiritual bodies. It's difficult in the spiritual world. And sometimes devotees like to take this mode. We see that in Mahaprabhu's pastimes with Nityananda, especially sitting sometimes with Advaitacharya and they're mock fighting. This is like chivalry. They're also laughing simultaneously. So many of these rasas are interplaying. They're friends, definitely. At the same time, Advaitacharya says, who is this Nityananda? Nobody even knows where he comes from. What is his caste, his upbringing? He's some kind of weird brushed abadut. He has no real caste. He makes trouble everywhere. You know, he goes naked. He does so many things. And Nityananda says, look, who is this smarter Brahmin, Advaita? Who does he think he is? He's simply attacked with some ritual. So many times, Kaviraj Goswami cautions that someone might pick up their book and not understand what's going on. Don't think that they're actually, this is a mock fighting. But they're still enjoying so much pleasure. When they have splashing fights, Narendra Sarovar and Puri, there's heavy splashing going on. It seems like fighting, laughing, and teasing. And so many things. Sometimes Mahaprabhu is challenged. Was it Advaita challenged? I will know if you are actually, was it, who challenged Nityananda or Advaita? That I will know if you're an actual coward boy, if you can spin this stick. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes up the stick and he starts spinning the stick way up in the air. And, sometimes we saw this in Mayapur, that the local Muslim, like when one time at the Lotus Building, when they had finished working on the Lotus Building, somehow these local Muslims, they're very friendly, many of them. So they wanted to do a martial arts, a chivalrous performance in front of Prabhupada. He was standing up on the second floor outside of his room watching. In those days, there was no fancy garden. It was just like a grassy area like that. And so they were doing many things in a circle. They were like shooting with bow and arrow, like the Manipuris, but a more primitive form. You know, there's some really frenetic music playing, and they have swords and shields. And so, but Prabhupada was smiling, laughing, taking pleasure in it, like that. Another time it happened when they dug the big pukur that's there now. There's a pond in front of the samadhi, and it was quite deep, about 30 feet deep. And they did the performance, and Prabhupada watched it also. And they were doing their martial arts. So the chivalrous is there. Like Prabhupada was very chivalrous also. You know, sometimes he fought off some gundas with his cartels, threatening. Sometimes, like in Calcutta, some of these envious Naxalites, they didn't like the idea that Prabhupada was charging 5 rupees or something for the front seats in Pandal. I think devotees arranged it. So they wrote one note that Prabhupada should fly or die. Get out of here. Prabhupada was not intimidated by any of that. He said, just give them 3 seats. So they sat and everybody was shanti, peaceful. Prabhupada would never shy away from the battle. There's a great fight. He said he wanted to die he was in Vrindavan, but he said, still he compared it like he was Arjuna, that he was preaching. Prabhupada said, we don't compromise. The Prabhupada was using this chopping method of his Guru Maharaj. Well, many times Prabhupada was gentlemanly, but in his general mood was fighting. He didn't want to even die in his bed, although he couldn't do anything. He had like three people had to turn him over. Still, he wanted to go on the bullock cart, just even at the last moment. Govardhan Puja, he wanted to go on Lokanath's bullock cart. He said, I can die here, just like Marici, or I could die by Ravana here, or I could die by Ramchandra by going to the Govardhan. Still, he didn't go somehow. But then he said, you can take Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was a great friend of Prabhupada. So. Anyway, Prabhupada never went, but his mood was, just even a few weeks before he left his body, he was going to England on the way to Gitanagari. Fighting mood. The same time he was in ecstatic mood. So all these things can be accommodated, especially extremely in Mahaprabhu. He's inconceivably, he's showing this example of jubilation, lamentation. All these emotions are fighting, you know, in his body. Finally, his body cannot even, it's why he goes into the internal consciousness. He cannot function in the external plane because all these emotions, these spiritual emotions, they're going in different ways. His senses are going in different ways. In all these 12 rasas, they actually have colors. It's described by Rupa Goswami, the different colors. I don't remember each color correspond. There's a white, there's a red, and there's a gray, and a smoky, and an ivory. All there's 12 colors that correspond to these rasas. And then there's 12 also deities, Madhava, and Ramchandra, Balaram, like that, Narasingha, so all the 12 different rasas. And in the, when we read the, there's a 43rd chapter, when Krishna goes into the wrestling ring, and 10 of these are brought out, 10 of the 12 rasas. Amara namasa nirninam nara vara srinam smaro mortimam. Described that the, for the wrestlers, they were seeing Krishna as a shanir, I mean a lightning bolt. Actually, they were fearful. I mean, they were wrestlers at the same time. They were there to wrestle. That's their genre. They have to wrestle. But at the same time, they're seeing Krishna and Balaram, all the little boys. And they even say that during the conversation. They said, we know that you're not little boys. I mean, you look like little boys. But they were. They knew that Kubalyapita had been killed, that this big bow had been broken, so many things. I mean, Kamsa was fearful. He had so many emotions also. He was so fearful of Krishna. So he was experiencing especially this dread and fear, all these emotions. So the wrestlers were seeing Krishna like that in the wrestling ring. And many people were in anxiety also, especially the ordinary people. They were very worried. This is very unfair, fair. This wrestling match is nonsense. These little boys cannot wrestle these giant wrestlers. Gopanam, described Asatang. The kings, they were feeling this kind of chivalry when they saw. And Bojapatir, Mutyu Bojapatir, especially Kamsa, was feeling death personified. Is coming, so he was experiencing some of these dread. Even dread is described when Prabhupada gives the example of that Yamunacharya in his prayer that he described, Nava Nava Dhamanujata Ram Damasi Yadavadi Bhakta Nari Samane Smaryamani. Previously, he was a great king, enjoying so much, but then he gave it all up, became, so he was dreading that it, something that, just thinking about it, again, Prabhupada said he spit at the thought of experiencing all this, this so-called rasa, the material rasa of sex life. He was spitting, I spite, Prabhupada said he spite on it. He was dreading, you could say this is actually, revulsion. But still, so he had this dread. Sometimes personalities like the gopis, they're also experiencing dread because they're dreading the fact of the time when Krishna might leave them. And they're dreading the fact that they're not with Krishna. This is this varaha mood, this type of separation. We dread, so we're always suffering. Externally, they're suffering. It appears. Vishamrita. It's like poison and then like nectar simultaneously. This experiencing Krishna. Therefore, sometimes Radharani says, I should probably die. There's three persons I'm attached to. There's that boy who plays his flute, and he has this effulgent dhoti, and I see his picture. It seems like three persons. So Radharani is experiencing this highest mahabhav, which we wouldn't have any clue about unless Mahaprabhu appeared. These things, Veda Puyani Hrit Pate, they're hidden in somewhere in the Vedas, but Mahaprabhu brought out and showed the example. But even many symptoms of Mahaprabhu, Asta, these eight symptoms were unheard of. What to speak of eight symptoms, Mahaprabhu was withdrawing his limbs in the body. Sometimes his limbs were expanding. When the fishermen caught him, his limbs were expanding. Another time he was going down near Puri temple, near the cows in the Tailanga district. Devotees were shocked. What is this? It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is there. Can you imagine? That's Adbhuta also. They were amazed that he looked like a pumpkin. I mean, no yogi that we ever hear of that can withdraw his limbs within his body. I mean, Kormo Angi, what does it say in the second chapter? Angina. That the yogi should be like a tortoise and withdraw all his senses. But literally, Mahaprabhu could withdraw his... These are the highest symptoms, never heard of before. Ashuta, never heard of, what to speak of, seeing. Even when Mahaprabhu fainted in front of the first time in front of Jagannath, those guards, they just thought, what is this sannyasi? They just thought he was dead. Take him out, they were going to beat him. They didn't know if he's sleeping. No idea. But he was breathing, could only see with the tiny cotton. So this amazement is going on. Lord Brahma, he was quite amazed after he stole the cows. Of course, that's an amazing thing for us, no doubt. But when he saw that just a moment later, all the coward boys were there, and they're all appearing like Vishnu forms. And when he recounted the story again in Satyaloka, then everyone was, just by hearing it, they were amazed also. So many amazing things. Indra was quite amazed when Krishna lifted the hill to protect the devotees. There's many times of amazement when Arjuna is speaking his prayers, Bhayanakani, Dangstra Karani, Bhayanakani, when he sees the teeth of the Vishvarupa, Bhayanakani, very fearful, Ami Tutam Sura Sangavashanti Kechidvita Pranjalayo. All the demigods are going into the mouth of this Vishvamurte. They're very fearful, and they're offering prayers. He can see all that. Adrishta Shuddham, not seen before. Then he started to pray, I thought I was simply your friend, my cousin, Saketi Matvap. You were my friend. I was sitting with joking with you, asana, on the same bed, the same seat, we're sitting and eating together and joking. Now I see this horrible universal form. Please withdraw it. Now that I've seen it, then Krishna said, yes, you're... Because generally speaking, the Bhagavatam, Shoka, Moha, it says, yasya, that this Bhagavatam is meant for removing all fear, shoka moha bhayavaha. Shoka means lamentation. So in the third canto, it's also described by seeing this smile of Krishna, hasam harya, what to speak of everyone smiling. But if we see the smiling, that the yogi, even if he's a Shanta Ras Yogi. Kapila Deva is giving his instruction. Hasam Halir Abhanatha Kila Lokati Vra Shoka Ashu Sagara. There is a Sok Ashu Sagara, an ocean of lamentation, of tears. And everyone is in this ocean. Sometimes you can perceive it. Here we don't perceive, but everywhere there are people crying right now. So many people are starving, they're suffering, from hunger, from the imbalance in the doses, from thirst, heat, cold, wind, we had the tornadoes, we had the tsunamis. Many people are crying. And the child might have been got COVID, their father died. So there's an ocean of lamentation, but the yogi is advised to meditate on the smiling of Lord Vishnu. All the limbs, and finally the laughter of Vishnu. Those who bow to him, and the meditation on the feet of Krishna acts like a thunderbolt to destroy all the sins. So there's a thunderbolt. Krishna is the thunderbolt. He's actually the thunderbolt. But that thunderbolt, if we meditate on it, can destroy the mountain of sins in the meditating yogi. So those verses are also meant for us, not that we're so advanced that we don't need Kapila's instructions on devotional service. So this compassion probably gives Karuna as compassion here. Shukadeva Goswami, Sangsarinan Karuna Ha Purana Guyam. He's full of compassion. Very at the outset in the second chapter of the Bhagavatam. He is full of mercy. Some of those who are in the samsara, therefore he has spoken this very confidential Purana, the Bhagavad Purana, Purana Guyam. And we take him as our Muninam, the Parama Guru. When Purukat Maharaj approached Shukadeva Goswami, Yoginam, Paramam Guru, the Supreme Guru, topmost yogi. The Sukadeva himself is described by Sutta Goswami at the end of the Bhagavatam. Spa Supa Nibrita Chitas Satadastanya Bhava, that he has full pleasure, full happiness within himself. He's completely Atmarama. Lila Krishna Sarastadiyam. All these leelas are going on in the heart of Shukadeva. In the Priti Sandarbha or in the Bhakti Rasanama Sindhu, not only from 10th canon, but throughout Bhagavatam, different other shastras, all been extracted by the six Goswamis to give us this nectar that we're always after. Nana Shastra. They studied all the shastras. Nana Shastra Vacharya Naikanipano. And they showed the example, they Chakwa Kornamashesha Mandalapati. Although they were enjoying so-called, they didn't enjoy they're the six Goswamis, but it's described they were Mandalapati, the lords of the world, basically Mandala. Mandala means the world. Mandalapati Shinim, and they were associating with, but they felt very meek and humble that we're actually very sinful. Papatma, Nati Papa. There's nobody more sinful. When they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said, please, we're the most sinful person. Jagai Marai, they did maybe one or two things, but we are the most sinful. They were saying like that. Mahaprabhu, and they tied like a cloth. They had a straw on their teeth. They tie a cloth around their neck, like means that you were sold out like an animal. Therefore, you deliver us. So although they were so learned and so absorbed, even before meeting Mahaprabhu, they were absorbed in the leaders. That's why they, I mean, Mahaprabhu doesn't take any ordinary person. Huh. That Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam. He knows the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami, they know. They're instructed in 10 days, in 2 months. Who can understand that in 2 months? And Lord Chaitanya just gave them an outline. Here, you write the shastras. So obviously they were already qualified. Still, they're thinking that they're just like nasty papa ma. The most, no one is equal to their sinful activities. They're the most sinful. So we have our books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we have our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is really being quoted here extensively. Adbhuta Shingam. So this Adbhuta Shingam means that this amazing thing that Narasingadev, his nails, his hand is a lotus, but still his nails are so sharp that he's killing. He can pluck out the heart of Saranyakashipu. So that's Adbhuta Chamakkar. Adbhuta Shingam. And Prabodhananda Saraswati describes that Adbhuta, the amazing Mahaprabhu, he says, so we take full shelter, Charanam Paro, full shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's so amazing. So although one has great love for Mahaprabhu, still his pastimes are always awe-inspiring as well. He does many things. Well, he doesn't act like, you know, Krishna, but once in a while he shows universal form to Advaita Acharya. He's dancing in 7 kirtan parties at one time. He's manifesting in his form as Radha Krishna, as the Sadbhuja. He manifested before that, what was the name of that? Scribe. He also manifested this form, different devotees. When the astrologer was trying to calculate, he was trying to calculate, Mahaprabhu said, can you say anything about my previous birth? He said, well, it seems, wow, this astrologer was very good. Not like the astrologers nowadays. Of course, he was there with Mahaprabhu. But it seems like you were the personality of Godhead. And he was like really struck with wonder. Wow, he fainted out. Oh my God. He said, no, wait a minute. No. I was just a coward boy. Now I'm a Brahmin. I was a pious coward boy. He withdrew that awe. Or when that Brahmin, he was trying to cook for little Nimai, and Nimai was like little baby crawling or something. And he kept stealing the offerings. He was maybe 3 or 4 years old. So each time, that Jagannath Mishra was giving him more boga to cook, he felt so bad. He said, what happened? Oh, hey, you're a little boy. I don't want to say anything, but you're a little boy. He came and he took the offering, you know, before I could offer it. So I don't know. But no, Nimai would. They put Nimai in a room and they locked the room. And after like the third time, they locked him up. Still, he came out. Mahaprabhu used to come out and pour at the Gambira. They would lock 3 strong bolts, you know, old-fashioned Indian lock. It's not a little, they didn't make, I don't think, any small little locks in those days. They had big giant locks. Lock him in his room. Bad. Bad Mahaprabhu. Still, he was rubbing his face against the wall. Sometimes blood was coming out of his pores. When he was in ecstasy, so. But when they locked him in his room, still he came out of 3 locked doors and he was running on the beach. Can't contain the Supreme Personality of God. Wonder. And sometimes they're all laughing. Can you imagine the laughter? One should meditate on that laughter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nittai and Dwayne, they're all laughing. Just imagine. Ha ha ha. When when that Khan, what was his name, Rascal, when Nittai came to his house with so many of his Sangha, and they needed a place, they said, oh, we need a place here. So that, what was his name, Khan. But they, he sent his servant out. He said, you tell Nityananda that we don't have any room here. You can go to a cowshed. Although there was room in the outdoor house, part of the body. Yeah. Still, he said, there's no room. So he insulted very badly Nityananda. So Nityananda laughed. He said, this place is not fit. It's not meant for you, not fit. He said, no, it's not fit. It's only fit for meat eaters, cow killers. So although he cursed him, he was still laughing at the same time. Ha, 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 it's only meant. And 3 days later, the cow killers came and they killed the cow right in its place and plundered the entire village. That same fellow, he's the one who sent prostitute try to make Thakurhari Das fall down. Okay, so any discussion? I don't know if it's on that thing. Battery's been.
Are you going? Yeah.
Ramchandra Khan, that was the name that guy.
You're talking about the
He's
color?
Got a name like Ramchandra. Huh?
You're talking about the colors kind of corresponding with the different.
I can't say each one though.
No, yeah.
No.
And how does that work? So I remember when I was reading about the Gayatri too, they talked about
the. It's in the purple, it's in the. In a, directly in the Bhakti Sanda of Sindhu. We can look it up later.
And my other question was...
It's color therapy.
Like someone like Patila and Abhimanyu, who are always the butt of, you know, jokes. And, you know, like, is that an eternal rasa that they...
Probably.
Probably.
Probably would say you have to go there and find out. I mean, Rupa Goswami is revealing.
What was his name? Ramchandra Khan, isn't it?
He's a Hindu.
A mix.
Yeah, I mean, Khan is something you get if you're a pointer. It's kind of more like a Muslim name, but if you're a certain appointee from the Muslim government, you would get a name like Khan. Keshava Khan. Mm-hmm. Keshava Khan, he was not a Muslim, but he worked for the Nawab Hussein Khan. And even today, nowadays, I mean, there's some Bollywood guys named Khan. They probably don't know whether they're Muslims or Hindus. A strict Muslim wouldn't be doing Bollywood movies. No, I don't know. Yeah, but I think Khan was originally comes from the Muslims. His name's Kublai Khan. Yeah, that's great too. Kana. Kanai. Jagai Madai Kanai Rai Bolai. Bolai. With a lady named Bolai. Bolai. That's a nickname for Balam. What else? Okay. Hare Krishna.